Northeast Mississippi Community College proudly presents the longest-running community college podcast in the state of Mississippi, Tiger Talk. Tune in each week as Northeast President Dr. Ricky Ford talks about all things Northeast, from academics to career and tech to workforce and all things in between. It's Tiger Talk. And now, Northeast President Dr. Ricky G. Ford.
Well, good afternoon to everyone, and welcome again to another session of Tiger Talk. It's a great opportunity for me to share some things that are going on the administrative side to everyone, so everyone's kept up to date with all the activities and everything that's going on. I do want to welcome everybody today. Obviously, we have a lot of activity going on campus right now. Summer is back into full swing, and it's a great opportunity to get to see a lot of students, a lot of prospective students, a lot of young middle school and high school students here on campus for camps and various activities that we have going on. But just the activity of people being out and about again is so refreshing to see, with COVID having determined a lot in the past couple of years. So it's great to see everybody back on campus. A lot of camps going on right now as we speak. We have a women's basketball camp going on. Last week we had softball and baseball camp with over 150 to 200 campers that were attending those two camps. And then we had team camp, women's basketball, going on this week. And then we have an individual camp, which will start tomorrow this week. So there's tons and tons of activity on campus, and a lot of student athletes and students that are all over the campus. I do want to remind everyone, too, that summer school started this week, and it's still not too late to register for the second semester of summer school. And it's certainly not too late to register for the fall semester. We're running ahead of schedule as far as students being enrolled for this fall. We're about 150 students ahead of where we were this time last year. We still have not caught up to the numbers that we had in 2020. So we're trying to get those numbers back up and to the point where we're back when we were pre-COVID. So we're certainly going to spend a lot of time and effort on enrolling folks in school. As I said, registration is still open, and we encourage you to come by and help. And if you need assistance in registration, please let us know. And also, we have our first session of summer orientation, which is this Thursday. These are huge times for us because we have our new and prospective students coming in and getting orientated to college classes, and we assist them in any way that we possibly can in making a schedule, getting the dormitory situation figured out, and then also getting their financial aid packets in place. I mentioned summer school a moment ago. We have 100% of our football team is here on campus in summer school the first semester, and they're obviously going to class and also working out on the football field, giving them a little bit of a head start on working in their offensive and defensive systems that the coaches would like to do. So this summer school helps them out quite a bit. And also in summer school, I remind you that summer pay is back as it was previously. And if you qualify for that, then the summer pay will take care of your cost as far as tuition goes. I do want to remind everyone also that Voices and Votes display, again, is scheduled for June the 28th through August the 16th. This is a great piece that we could share, and Dr. Will Bolin is in charge of this, so come by and visit that in Anderson Hall. Also, our Mobile Learning Conference is next week. This is a big conference, and we have people attend this from all over the world, and it's a virtual format, $25 registration fee, and if you're a Northeast employee, that $25 fee is waived, the registration fee is waived. So we encourage you to come by and get an upper hand on all of the new techniques and some new ideas that are happening as far as technology usage in the classroom and instruction, and some ideas that you can utilize technology to carry your instruction level in your classroom to another level. Also, our fiber optics technician certification course is in the final stages of development, so we will be finalizing that and getting that up and going. I do want to remind everybody, coming up this week, we have the Northeast Mississippi Softball Coaches Association All-Star Games are scheduled to be played at our baseball softball complex Complex, and these will be Thursday, June the 9th, and we will carry these on the NEMCC TV Black Channel. So we encourage you to take advantage of all of the activities that we have here, and especially that one, which will be on the TV. We had a cabinet meeting this morning. We approved and passed the institutional planning proposal that had passed the Administrative Council, where we will be consolidating all of our printers on campus in a more centralized location within each division. This will eliminate so many individual printers across campus that it's very difficult to troubleshoot and to work on those. So you'll be hearing more about that coming up very, very soon. I mentioned orientation a moment ago, and as we go through orientation, I would encourage everyone, all of our employees that are involved with orientation and have a contact with the students participating in orientation, that we do everything that we can do to take care of our students first and foremost. Take them to someone who can help them if you can't help them, but let's find a way to help them. Let's don't send those students away without trying to help them. Our president's annual report is being compiled now in the Office of Public Information. Tony Finch and his staff are working on that now. We'll have that very, very soon. Right now, we're Dr. Sasser and his Dr. Nims have a group in Corinth, and they're analyzing our general education assessment and basically to improve our general education outcomes that we have. We have finalized a 2023 budget, and we have a balanced budget, and we will be presenting that to the board next week. But going forward, we need to understand that after this year, a lot of the funds that we have making up this year's budget will be disappearing, primarily a lot of those that came from our increased summer school enrollment and increased appropriations. So we're going to have to really focus on two areas going into next year. First of all, enrollment. And enrollment is everyone's job and responsibility, so we encourage everyone to do everything that we can to attract as many students as we possibly can and to make sure that they complete, they come, they stay, and they complete their curriculum and their area that they're in. And, you know, it's one of our responsibilities as educators on this level is to make sure that the students that we put out there are capable of performing on the job when they graduate and leave here. So we're going to do a very good evaluation of all of our programs and all of our, especially our CT programs that are being put out, our nursing programs, all of our health sciences, and making sure that we communicate with the workforce to make sure that the students that we put out there are capable of performing and can perform at a high level. The thing that we do not want to do is put out students that can't perform when they leave here. So we're going to be doing a very thorough evaluation of the things that we're doing in all of our areas that we have. So our students are our number one priority. And, of course, tending to enrollment and taking care of our students, those are huge for us. And then we're going to spend and work even harder on the state level as far as getting increased appropriations from the state legislature. And you'll hear more about that as I will have many of our faculty association officers and other people involved in that process to help out. One quick announcement, our swimming pool is getting ready to open, so we should be seeing the announcement that it will be open within the coming days. So as I said, there's a lot going on, a lot of activity going on. And if we can assist you in the president's office, please give us a call, 662-720-7200. And we will certainly do everything that we can to assist you or anyone. Okay, so thank you all for joining us today on Tiger Talk. And thank you to our employees for the great job that they do. And as always, ladies and gentlemen, let's go Tigers.
Go Tigers is right, Dr. Ford. Thank you for listening to this week's Tiger Talk podcast. Special thanks to Northeast President Dr. Ricky G. Ford and Michael H. Miller for putting this podcast together. If you or someone you know wants to further their education through academics, career and technical programs, or even continuing education and workforce, give Northeast a call at 1-800-555-2154. Tiger Talk is brought to you by Northeast Mississippi Community College. For more information about Northeast, visit www.nemcc.edu or follow the college on various social media platforms such as Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok.